Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Look here, you who say, today or tomorrow we're going to a certain town and we'll stay there a year. We will do business there and make a profit. How do you know what your life will be like tomorrow? Your life is like the morning fog. It's here a little while, then it's gone, reads a paraphrase of what James, the half-brother of Jesus, wrote in the first century. Nonetheless, it has been more than a half century since the world looked much darker than it does at the present moment. A pundit once said, if there is life on other planets, they must be using Earth for their insane asylum. Irrational violence, threats of nuclear warfare, storms creating turbulence and disasters have increased in quantum numbers in recent days, causing us to ask, what's happening? Has the entire world gone berserk? Has God locked and bolted the door of heaven and left us to our own undoing? As Jeanette Lockerbie wrote, tomorrow is at my door. God, I shrink. I take a halting backward step for what I do not know I dread. As fog on a winding hilly road curtaining the way ahead, I fear tomorrow at my door. The beginning of a new year always creates a measure of uncertainty as we wonder what lies ahead. Not only for the vast numbers of earthbound pilgrims on planet Earth, but more specifically, what lies ahead for each of us as individuals? Yesterday is a canceled check written in ink that we cannot change. Tomorrow is a promissory note written in pencil, subject to erasures made by the invisible, uncertain hand of fate. How do you put the past behind and find God's grace and strength for today and tomorrow? I am reminded of the father who took his small child for a walk, and as the sun sank in the western sky, the lad gripped his father's hand. But as darkness set in, the little boy gripped his father's hand more firmly. The late Iris Danful wrote the words, I don't know about tomorrow, but I know who holds my hand. That assurance gives you faith and strength to face whatever may come your way tomorrow. Said Abraham Lincoln, the best thing about the future is that it comes only one day at a time, and worrying about what may happen only blights the joy of the moment and dims the assurance of God's power and presence in relationship to the future. When a publisher asked me to write a booklet about my favorite verse, I had to think of the many that are meaningful to me. Finally, I realized that two passages, both telling me the same thing, speak louder than any other theme or verse. The first from the pen of Matthew, who recorded what Jesus said shortly before he went back to heaven. He said, Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. The second is recorded in the book of Hebrews, when Jesus said, Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So we may say, The Lord is my helper. I shall not fear what men shall do unto me. Forget about the uncertainty of tomorrow. Don't waste time asking, what may happen? Rather focus on the rock-solid promises found in God's Word, the Bible. Remember, when you cross the threshold of tomorrow, God will be there to welcome you and to walk with you. Live for today and leave tomorrow in His hands.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.